Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
Today we will do a sight reading guided practice session. So I'm going to open up my trusty application here. This is Flyshit. This was available on a post from February 12th. You can find it there to download for your own purposes. But if you don't feel like downloading it, you can just play along with me here. So what we'll do is let's decide on something very specific to work on. Let's work on the octatonic scale. This is a double diminished scale or diminished scale. People have different names for it, whole half. And I'm thinking about a whole half that starts on G. Okay? And I just want to work on this small range of the guitar from G. Let me go back so you can see my hand. I'm talking about from here, the fifth fret on the fourth string, 1-3-4, 1-2-4, 1-3-4, 1-2-4, just that bit. Very nice thing on the guitar, how that works out. So how do we express that in here? Well, we just go to our scale here. I'm going to clear this totally. And I'll start on G. Now, G, where is G on here? Well, this is C. That means this is G, okay? Now, that may not be totally obvious, but C, and this is F sharp, because that's exactly across. Well, you could count them up if you want. C, D, E, F, G. This is G in the whole step, and then a half step, and then a whole step, and a half step, and so on. And we're going to get a thing that looks kind of like a stop sign. Okay. And that's our octatonic scale. That's one of the three possible versions of this scale, you know, transposition wise. Okay, but we'll stick with this one because we want to play in fifth position. Okay, so that's our melodic material. Now, what do we want to do rhythmically? I don't know. Let's set it at 60 and just do, let's just get warmed up by just playing eighth notes. So I'm going to set it at eighth notes there with a density of 100%. Okay, so we're not even going to think about rhythms right now. And page lead time two beats, that should be fine. We'll set it at two. And the range, okay, this is important where we put the range. So the lowest note we're going to put is the G. That's here, the G below middle C. And then we'll have the highest note. I wanted to have it be the C. That's here, okay? So that's the range of the guitar from this G up to this C, okay? Let's see how it does with this. The dynamics, I don't know. We'll probably want the notes to be a little longer than they start off with because they always start off short. And somebody's calling me. I'll have to cancel that. All right. Do not interrupt my practice session. Lost, you can wait for the page turn. Do you see where it is? Now it's going to start in the second bar here. Let's do this for a little while. last one and I messed up the last note. Twos, but occasionally a three. That means three quarters of the time it'll do. I put three twos and a 1/3. That means about three quarters of the time it's going to be eighth notes still, but now occasionally it's going to put in a triplet. You see one just appeared there at the end. Is playing a double note. I don't know why that's happening. I'll have to figure that out. I'm just ignoring it right now. What's going on with that double note thing? That's a little bit of a bug. I'm going to have to figure that out. Not easy to figure these things out. Now I'm going to try it. Let's try something a little different. Let's try slow it down a little. And let's just do 16th notes. 16th notes. And let's lower the density so that it has rests and things involved. I'll do it at 70%. But the same notes. Same notes. So this shouldn't be too hard melodically. I don't like to change, you know, I don't like to make everything all different all the time. I like to change like one parameter, you know, whether it's the range or whether it's the notes I'm working with or the rhythms, you know, to change everything all the time. Sometimes it's gets a little gnarly. Mm-hmm. make the notes a little shorter. And I'm going to increase the tempo a little bit. Let's increase this a little bit. It's a little bit slow. We want to groove with it a little bit. All right. So, you know, I'm just finding a spot where I feel like it's challenging, but it's not impossible, you know. And if I'm making every single note, it's probably too easy, you know. I'm probably not going to make every note. Stop it when I increase it, because increasing the tempo while it's going is it can get a little discombobulated. There's actually a lot of stuff going on inside of this thing. All right, and here we go. It took it a second to settle in. I don't know why it had kind of spewed out a few notes in the beginning. Sometimes it has some notes in the buffer that like jump out. Now, and I'm actually going to put it in 3/4 because I want it to, it's getting a little cramped in the viewing there. I'm going to put it in 3/4 and I'm going to have it just changed by one beat because it's a little more stuff to look at there. Have it just page turn after one beat, that is. So with 3/4, it doesn't really matter to me what the time signature is, but I use the time signature as a way to display less stuff. See, it's not as cramped now. Thank you. See, I like this one. I will make a thing in the future to, like, be able to save a setting. If you find one that you like, you should be able to name it and save it, you know. So I'll come up with a way to do that. I don't really know how to do that right now, but I'll figure it out. Okay, let's introduce something else. Let's put some triplets in. Why not? So let's do 2/3 of the time. It'll do 16ths, and then the 16th, 16th, and triplets. So 2/3 of the time it'll do 16ths, and then the rest of the time it'll do, and then 1/3 of the time it'll pick a triplet. Let's see how this turns out. This is going to give it a little more variety rhythmically. Okay. Here. It's not playing back quite exactly correctly. Something's up with my triplets. Okay, so I'm going to figure those out. How about if we put in quintuplets once in a while? How would those work? This is going to be fairly hard. I think with these guided practice things, the way I'll do most of them is start off very simple and then increase the difficulty. And as you follow along, just get as much as you can, you know. And I'm doing the same thing. I'm getting as much as I can, you know, along with this internal piano. Oh boy, this is hard. You can also just sing the rhythms. Thank you. So I'm losing concentration, and that happens. After a while, your eyes start to bug out, you know, no pun intended. So so that's enough for today's practice session. That's just very, you know, one subject there, one little range of the guitar, one scale, and basically changing the rhythms. And, of course, you could do the opposite type of thing, but that's an example of something. All right. See you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.